And now a battle going on in the U.S. criminal justice system. Over the weekend, an Arkansas judge halted the scheduled executions of 7 death row inmates, which was to take place over 11 days beginning today. The men's deaths had been speeded up to meet an expiration deadline on that state's supply of the controversial drug midazolam. Drug companies aren't making midazolam because they don't want to be part of the capital punishment controversy, and the supply Arkansas has left expires at the end of the month. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek is a reporter for Arkansas Public Media. What did the judge interrupt and on what basis?
The judge interrupted this. She ruled that midazolam cannot be used as an anesthetic, which is how the state was planning to use it in the first of a 3 lethal injection protocol. The other two drugs would paralyze the inmate and cause them to suffocate, which witnesses for the inmate said would cause a cruel and potentially terrifying death.
So speeding up these executions forces the issue on the whole protocol in Arkansas. It's not just midazolam that's being ruled on. It's midazolam plus the impact of these other drugs that are lethal.
The case was two-pronged. Part of it was about midazolam and whether it would be effective as an anesthetic. But it was also about the speed of the executions. And the judge ruled heavily on the arguments about the science of midazolam. And the inmates' attorneys have appealed to the Eighth Circuit to reconsider those arguments about how the expedited process might lead to error.
And when we talk about the Eighth Circuit and even the possibility of the Supreme Court, I mean, the judiciary is really being asked to weigh in on the entire lethal injection fiasco that has been going on for years now. We recall the botched execution in Oklahoma, and it seems as though the judges are sensitive to not wanting that to happen in Arkansas.
That's right. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on the use of this lethal injection protocol that Arkansas plans to use, but attorneys for the inmates say that they have new evidence that this is an evolving standard and that some more issues have arisen in executions using midazolam. States like Arizona and Florida say they no longer will use the drug.
And is this the kind of thing that would be paused, or would these rulings basically set the clock back and put these 7 death row inmates back on whatever schedule had been in place before this weekend?
Well, the Arkansas Department of Corrections is proceeding with plans to execute 2 men tonight, and a stay has been issued in the case of 1. But if the executions are postponed and the state is not able to carry out the sentences while they have this supply of midazolam that expires at the end of the month, the governor will have to go back and reissue a proclamation to execute, and the state will have to find a new supply of drugs. And several drug maker companies have joined lawsuits in this case, protesting what they believe is the use of their planned use of their drugs. So that's another complication for the state going forward.
Would the people of Arkansas support a change in the mode of execution entirely? And what do people say as far as the pushback from the judiciary is concerned? I mean, do they want this to proceed?
Recent polls show that the majority of Arkansans do support the death penalty. And we have a lot of lawmakers who are really frustrated about this process, speaking out on Twitter. And so Inmates for the Attorneys suggest that the next best alternative would be a firing squad. We have state lawmakers who've mentioned the possibility of legalizing the use of a firing squad. But as of right now, I think that for the most part, there's frustration about the process, not at the stage just having finished a legislative session of talking about instituting some other form of execution.
Sarah, the state has had this drug around for a while. Why did this come down to the wire like this?
There was another drug that the state didn't have access to that it just purchased a supply last month. And so we don't know why. We don't know what steps have been taken. There's a secrecy law that prevents information about that. But the Department of Correction says that it's really, really challenging to get these drugs because the manufacturers don't want them used in executions. And they have to go through middlemen suppliers that violate contracts with the manufacturers. And so for whatever reason, they were just able to get the third drug, and now the supply of midazolam is set to expire.
Sarah Weitz-Kotacek is a reporter for Arkansas Public Media. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.